Today, the Parades Commission will examine a fresh Orange Order application for a proposed Orange Order parade in North Belfast this Saturday that would pass a sectarian flashpoint. The proposed route would pass the Ardoyne shops on the Crumlin Road, the same area Orange men were banned from just a week ago. There were successive nights of rioting in Northern Ireland since last Friday's banned march. No one from the DUP available this morning. Interesting. Still waiting from the Ulster Unionist Party press office. Interesting. Jim Allister from the TUV, not available. Orange Order, guess what? Not available. Here's an Orange man, actually, that's just phoned in. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So, what's your view on this? This is being lined up again. They put a fresh application
first of all,
in.
First of all, I am unable to speak on behalf of either the Grand Lodge or the Belfast County. I'm an individual. But as I see it, this period, I'm an Orange man from Ardoyne, and I have been, our colours, our regalia have been stuck in the Midvale Road for a week now, unable to get home. And the two reasons, as I see it, are, first of all, it gives an opportunity for the Parades Commission to rectify one of their most serious blunders that they have ever made in a whole range of blunders going back a number of years. The other reason is the anger. I'm sure you live close to this area, but the chattering classes don't actually realise how much anger there is in places like Tredale, Upper Ardoyne, Ballysill. The place is seething. This is designed, as I see it, as a safety valve to let some of that anger. Yes, you'll not go away, but that's some of that anger.
A safety valve. I heard the same type of language being used before last week. It was Mervyn Gibson said of a safety valve. Look what happened with that safety valve.
Hard. I think the trouble may well have been much worse.
Has anybody within the Orange Order been disciplined yet, by the way? Any Orange men that were involved in violence, any of them been disciplined?
Has anyone been charged?
Nobody needs to be charged for the Orange Order to take their own action before they have this proposed march next week. Are they going to discipline any of their members who have clearly been involved in violence? Are they going to make sure?
Idea. You know, I saw some internal discipline procedures.
The timing is important, isn't it? I was looking at footage last night. Saw footage last night in which an Orange man wearing a collarette was battering someone with some type of stick. Now, is he going to be allowed to go next week, or is the Orange Order going to step in and stop those type of people from being affiliated with them? Because with all of this comes responsibility.
Of course. And this is the Orange Order taking responsibility.
Well, they could suspend these type of people who were engaged in violence last week. Is it going to happen or not?
I have no idea. I have no doubt the Orange Order will have an inquiry into what happened.
Before next week?
I don't know. Well, I have no idea. There are members of Sinn Féin who have broken the law on numerous occasions. What's ever happened to them? Have you ever put them in the spot? Now, as I was saying, Stephen, the anger up
quite
here
often,
is probable.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this will act as a safety valve and there will be absolutely no violence whatsoever. But it does do another thing as well.
And why do you think? Just explain to me.
People know that the people of Tredale who have supported us through thick and thin, the people of Upper Ardoyne and Ballysill, it lets them know that we are not going to walk away and leave them in the lurch.
And just explain to me why you think this would be a safety valve.
Because people are so angry. They really are. You know, we've got people. You had Tom Mellion on from Fermanagh. Decent man. But Tom doesn't understand the implications up here. Neither do a lot of people from different aspects of life here. It really is different up here. This is people who feel themselves have been under siege for 40 years. They now find themselves to be totally isolated. There is no way in which the people of Ballysill and Upper Ardoyne can walk now into town and back again.
Okay, and look,
that is a huge psychological blow.
Well, look, I hear that.
Community.
I hear that. And I know that is a real concern from real, genuine people. I hear that, right? Why is it necessary to do this next week? Why not give the Richard Haass talks a chance? Why not allow the politicians some room for to sit down and talk, community groups to sit down and talk and try to find some type of agreement for next year. Why is it so important to do this week?
I have no doubt that that's what will happen, Stephen. There will be talks. I sincerely hope there will be talks.
Yeah, but does this have to happen this Saturday? Why is there a need to attempt to march this Saturday? Why not give this a bit of space to cool down?
The pressure off the people.
But would the pressure not be taken off the people by saying, look, we're going to get our top people in to talk. We're going to try to reach compromise for next year.
I wonder how many residents from Ballysill and Ardoyne, Upper Ardoyne and Twiddale, are going to come on your programme or any programme and say they don't want this period to go ahead. If the local residents say, we don't want this period to take place, then I have no doubt that the Belfast County will withdraw it. But we're not going to withdraw it on the say-so of somebody like Alban McGuinness and Gerry Kelly.
Have a listen to Gerry Kelly. Hold on, John. Have a listen to Gerry Kelly. He's actually on the line now from Sinn Féin. Gerry, good morning to you.
How are you doing, Stephen?
First of all, thank you for coming on. What's your view on what's happening here? An application to parade this Saturday?
Well, first of all, I'm not surprised that none of the Orange Order unions come on, and I have to say fair play to John for at least coming on to speak his mind. Well, because it's confrontational for all, and I listened to John there, and for all that he's saying about pressure of people, the difficulty is that he's talking about a section of our community and I can talk about another section of our community. You know, I speak as an elected rep, so in fairness to John, he should know that I speak with the voice of a substantial number of people in that area, and I can guarantee him that the people of Nationalist Ardoyne, the Mountain View and the Dales do not want this parade to return. There was a compromise put on the table by the residents. The compromise was that the parade came out in the morning, but not back in the afternoon. Now, I think that's a substantial compromise. They did it with some difficulty. They had to convince people that it would be the right thing to do, and that compromise was rejected. This is not the only parade that goes up there. There's a number of them. So when the Orange Order then decided, because the Parades Commission has taken their position, they're the only legal body that can do it, the way to ignore the Parades Commission, and I presume John, like every other unionist, seems to want to do away with the Parades Commission, is, of course, for the Orange Order to sit down with the residents and come to some sort of resolution. Go into talks without preconditions and talk this stuff out. It has happened elsewhere. It has happened in Derry, which is used all the time.
But would compromise, Gerry Kelly, not be that the march was banned last week, let it go ahead this week?
Well, it would hardly be. It would be a complete turnover, and I think John has actually indicated that he wants them to overturn theirs. You see, how do they argue for this parade on Saturday, except to connect it with the parade last week? So really, it's the same parade trying to get it up again.
But do you understand the anger that John talks about within the community? Genuinely angry.
Yes, as long as he understands the anger of nationalists. On the other side, and of course, in there lies the great difficulty in contentious parades. John may want these parades not to be contentious, but they are contentious, and they're contentious in this particular area for very good
contentious because your community has
time.
Made them contentious.
Pardon?
Contentious because your community has made them contentious.
So. I don't think so.
You don't think so? There's nobody else making them contentious.
If you stood there watching these orange parades over the years coming down, you would not want them going past your house, Stephen. So let's not pretend this is a walk in the park. You know, when people dressed as nuns come down with bare bosoms, when we had, and it's no coincidence that
you keep on going on, Gerry, about these nuns with bare bosoms. When was that? Because I've heard this nearly every day from you.
A few years ago, but
how many years ago?
Well, it was a few years ago.
Was it more than 5 years ago?
Well, I would say yes, it is.
Right, so I've repeatedly heard you say over recent days, nuns with bare bosoms, which has happened over 5 years ago.
I give it as an example.
And it's only a more recent example.
But listen, it's only one of the examples. When you get Orange Order and the bands in particular giving out abuse and playing anti-Catholic songs outside St. Patrick's Chapel, when you get the behaviour, the anti-nationalist and Catholic behaviour in terms of that, then you can understand that people are absolutely against the sectarianism and co-trailing that's involved in this.
John, how do you receive what Jerry has said?
Well, I have to answer some of these things. You know, don't know where to start. Talk about nuns with bird breeders. That was about 10 years ago, maybe more. That was two women who were not part of the Orange Institution, appeared at Hesketh on the 12th morning with a few drinks, and they were sent home and told not to come back. And they have not come back. What else can be done? Now, Gary uses a great buzzword here. Great Sinn Féin compromise. There was a compromise put forward. There's no compromise.
It was a Sinn Féin compromise.
In 2005, the local lodges walked home about three times. Dialogue started with originally the Ardoyne Residents Association, then the Ardoyne Parents Dialogue Group, then CARA. God knows who it's going to be from now on. But every single time the Parents Commission have whittled away, there was three periods, then it was two, then it was one, now there's none. Now, he says compromise. What sort of compromise is it? A mugger. If a mugger was to stop you in the street, Gary, and demand what was in your wallet, what would you tell him? No. If he says, okay, let's make a compromise. Let's meet in the middle. Let's be fair. Just give me half your money and I'll come back later on for the other half. Is that a compromise? Of course it isn't. Yes, that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, let me deal with this, Jerry,
if you look at the dictionary, it's in which both sides give up something to meet somewhere in the middle. What have the Ardoyne residents given up? What are they proposing to give up? Absolutely nothing.
Let him respond to you.
I'm only after telling you that it was the morning prayers, and there's a number of morning prayers, and it's not only the Orange Order that comes down, it's all our loyal order prayers. But if you want an example of this year, first of all, in the morning, they tried to bring between 250 and 400 supporters down, and the parade actually had to be stopped until that was sorted out. They also, supporters were coming down shouting actually at people that you are second-class citizens and go back to your own country. No. So that's the type of stuff that happens here. If you look at the interfaces over the last number of nights, the type of sectarian abuse goes on. You shouldn't ignore that this is also an interface. You shouldn't ignore that there's been all sorts of attacks. And I know John's going to come back and say that it can go both ways. But that, in essence, is the whole point in it. This is a contentious area. What it should be is a neutral area where we don't have parades on it as opposed to having more parades and more parades. I mean, I disagreed with GARC last year when they applied for a parade, and I did it for that very purpose. But no matter what my view is, you see, and in a way, no matter what John's view is, all that's been argued here is that people sit down face-to-face and try and come to some sort of resolution. We have sorted out bigger problems. And why are people afraid of dialogue? You know, he may think, and I know he's arguing this, he may think that, you know, residents are going to come in and put different things on the table or change the goalposts and all of that there. But, of course, residents think the same of the Orange Order and the other loyal orders.
So when you heard
and everybody, by the way, before you go into talks, everybody thinks that.
When you heard of this application for the parade this Saturday, what were your thoughts?
My thoughts was that it was trying to up the ante, that it was trying to increase tension. Remember that there has been a parade into Swadale of Orange men every night since last Saturday, right up until that interface. And the rate, in terms of Woodville, they're stopped about 100 yards or whatever it is down the road, so that can't be seen.
How did you
come to Twaddell, they're deliberately putting it up to the nationalists on the other side of the road.
How did you feel, John, when the Orange Order suspended the protests?
Well, the Orange Order felt they had to suspend the protests for a short term, for whatever reason. But I have to get back to some of the things Jerry said there. You know, about talking about moving and posting about compromise and about different things. I have been in talks myself since 2005. There were three parades up.
Who are you? You've been in all these talks, so who are you?
I am a member of the Orange Order representing the local Orange Lodges in the North West Belfast Parades and Cultural Forum. That's who I am.
Right, so you can speak on behalf of the Orange Order.
No, I can't speak on behalf of the Orange Order because I was representing my own lodge, and that's who I can speak on behalf of.
Which lodge?
This parade was put forward by the Belfast.
Were you in the North and West? Did you declare yourself you were there speaking for the Orange Order?
I was speaking on behalf of my local lodge.
But did you declare that with respect to you? Because it was always declared that nobody was there speaking for the Orange Order.
It was always declared by you, Jerry.
So you're now saying that the Orange Order was represented, because you're, I'm not
of
exactly getting
what
are you representing the Orange Order, or are you not?
A number of times.
But are you representing the Orange Order?
I'm not representing the Orange Order. I'm representing my lodge.
Well, that's the Orange Order.
It's not the Orange Order. It's a very, very small part of the Orange Order. Now, don't try and deflect away from the issue here.
You can't represent the local lodges.
It's been going on for a long, long time.
No, but you can't represent the local lodges.
For a long, long time. But it's going to be increasingly difficult when people like yourself come on. Now, we're being asked to talk to the Ardoyne residents. Who are the Ardoyne residents? The Ardoyne residents can't even agree among themselves who talks for Ardoyne.
Beg your pardon?
Because if we were to get together and make a deal with Cara, Gordon would come out the next day and blow it out of water. Or should we talk to Cork? In which case, Cara would come out the next day and blow it out of water.
It's happened on both sides, John, and if you were involved in the talk, what is your name anyway?
My name is.
You said you were representing a lot.
You
want to tell
me.
You said you were at the talks.
Exactly who I am, Jerry.
You said you were at the talks. So you're coming on with this mysterious John, and then throughout the conversation you're saying, well, you're actually involved in talks. If you're involved in talks, we were out in the open anyway. So, I mean, what's the problem now?
Well, that's just like,
were you involved in the talks? Are you making it up?
I don't say I should tell you exactly what my name is.
Why would you not?
A professional terrorist like
yourself, you're saying you represent the Orange Order, or the Orange Lodge.
I said it didn't.
So if you're, well, I represent Sinn Féin. My name's Jerry Kelly. If you represent the Orange Lodge, who are you?
I'm a representative of Earl of Earn 647. That's all you need to know. And a member of the North
actually,
and West.
No, actually, you don't, because you could be from outer space for all I know.
I think we should take him at face value.
He was the first person to call hundreds of people onto the front of the Ardoyne shops a number of years ago. You. So don't try and deflect away from the Orange Order.
At one stage, you're saying you're talking to him. At the next stage, actually, you're not.
Is that true, Jerry?
It is true.
Is what true? No, it isn't true.
It is true.
Well, let's not start going down this route. John, in terms of the pressure that there will be on the police this Saturday, do you not feel for them?
I certainly do, definitely. And I think it's terrible that the police should find themselves placed in such a ridiculous position.
Well, how does another application help them? How does it help the police or the wider community?
It certainly helps the wider community because, as I explained earlier on, now, Stephen, residents, unionist, loyalist residents from that area to say that they disagree with this decision. And if they do come out and say they disagree with what the Orange Order are doing, I'm sure that they will not be withdrawn. But as far as the police are concerned, they are placed in this position through no fault of their own.
Well,
I can understand why they don't want to get involved.
Well, imagine how frustrated they must be. The police must be. Total of 68 arrests. Where were these figures I was looking at? It's actually quite incredible. Do you know how many petrol bombs have been thrown since the 17th of July?
Primarily been thrown by Orange Man.
By the 17th of July, sorry. 128.
Yeah.
128 petrol bombs thrown.
Yeah. That's almost as many as were thrown at Ardoyne last year by the Republicans. So maybe there's a bit of a quid pro quo there, I don't know. But, Stephen, don't deflect. We're talking about here the right of people to go home. That's no more than that.
Well, we're not talking about the right of people to go home.
Yes, we are.
No, because I presume you got home. Are you telling me you haven't been home since last week?
No, I got home eventually, but I had to go home by a hugely circuitous route.
No, you didn't.
I had to bring my children and grandchildren.
Hold on. John, could you describe to us what this hugely circuitous route is?
Yeah.
How long extra onto your journey?
On the 12th night, a couple of hours.
Talk me through it, John.
Everybody else goes up and walks up through Sunnydale.
Talk me through it, John. How was there a couple of hours added onto your journey?
I had to go back down the Shankill Road to your relative's house. There's no buses. I had to get a taxi. Couldn't get a taxi.
Well, that's because of the violence and the trouble, isn't it?
No, it's because they are going.
Well, you're being ridiculous now, John. You can get up home fairly quickly.
Gary, you're making an idiot of yourself here. Now, let me tell you something. It took me a couple of hours to get home this Friday night. As a lodge, our colours, our regalia are still in the middle of our road. Can't move. All we want to do is the right to go home to our own district. That is of paramount importance. to the Orange Lodges, and also the people of the district. If you accept that,
not a nice in the district,
it goes halfway towards understanding what their real position is.
You know, some people would argue the following, John. Some people would argue that violence, when people think of the Orange Order last week, that they have a picture of violence in their mind. Now, that isn't helping the many, many decent Orange men up and down the country. And so there is something to consider, which is, if you're calling people onto the streets again, if you're making an application to march again, if there's going to be a march anywhere near a potential flashpoint, surely there is responsibility on those calling for those marches to ensure that they are safe and peaceful. And will it be acceptable for them to say, if there is violence, will it be acceptable for them to say afterwards, oh, well, we didn't want violence, but it happened anyway? Is that going to be acceptable?
No, you're right. There is a responsibility. Everybody has responsibilities in this society. If anybody calls a period, they are duty bound to ensure that that period or protest is within the law. And I have no doubt that the Grand Lodge or the Belfast County between now and Saturday will make a number of statements demanding that anybody who's attempting causing trouble stays away.
But John, it's already been dealt with within the law.
Anybody who wants to cause trouble, stay away.
It was already dealt with within the law. The Parades Commission is the law. That's why the police police the Parades Commission decision. And the Parades Commission decision was against it. And every night, Orange men have come up to the bell, haven't you?
Listen to yourself.
Go ahead, Jerry. Sorry, Jerry, go ahead.
Well, it is already done within the law. The decision was made last week. That section of the parade, and remember, there's 10 miles of a parade here, you know, but this section of the parade was banned from going up past Mountain View or down the Dales. And the legal position is then that is the law. So to say that, you know, you should stay within the law, clearly the Orange men didn't, because there was then, they went up to the lines, tried to break through the lines, there was then riots, and then every night since then, there have been Orange men. I don't know if it's his lodge or other lodges, maybe he would explain that, but they certainly have been marching up to Twaddell, which is not part of the route in the first place, which is not applied for.
Well, you're objecting to Orange men being 100%
It is marching up to an interface section.
Yeah, you're objecting to Protestants now gathering on a 100% Protestant street. Yeah.
Tell
me this. Mind you, the Dales and Argonne, I live up there. For years, you give off the old mongrel garbage about this period and walking through your Ardoin. It doesn't. Now you've changed it. Now it's walking through the mountain and through the Dales.
John, can I ask you this question?
It is the habit of people to talk about the Ardoin.
Hold on. John, can I ask you this question just before we go to the news? Listen, John. Can I ask you this, John? Do you get any sense of a split between the Orange Order? I just wonder for those lodges outside of Belfast who did march peacefully. Is there any type of split within the Orange Order?
Not that I'm aware of. And as for the lodges outside that marched peacefully, the vast majority of lodges within Belfast marched peacefully, and we would like nothing better than to be allowed to march peacefully. Fact that we're being prevented. Now, for over 100 years, those lodges walked up and down that road. And it didn't become an issue until Sinn Féin made it an issue.
And can I just ask you also, because I'm saying,
they're washing their hands, Gerry Kelly advising people to stick to the law. Is the world gone mad?
Well, what do you want him to do?
I want him to try and see things as they really are. He's my MLA. He doesn't make an attempt. Not only does he not make an attempt to
What we have, John, is a clash of opinions. Right, very strongly held opinions.
Of course.
And what I'm arguing for is dialogue to try and sort that out. Now, I think that represents you as well as it represents Iceland.
Yeah. Yes, and the sooner this happens, the better.
Okay, that's right. But then go to the talks and try to de-escalate the situation by not applying for further parades, which, frankly, it would be, you know, how can the Parades Commission agree to it after saying no on the 12th of July?
If the Parades Commission did agree to that march, what implication would that have for Sinn Féin?
Well, whatever implication it had for Sinn Féin, what we have said very clearly is that the Parades Commission is the lawful body, that it makes the decisions and that those should be adhered to.
Okay. Gerry Kelly, thank you. John, thank you for coming on this morning.